All right, well, let's get started. It is 10:02, a beautiful day here in Houston this morning. So yesterday we talked about timing and purpose, that it says four factors that mark the difference between a miraculous sign and a natural phenomenon: timing, location, purpose, and prediction. Well, yesterday, you know, we talked about timing and purpose. So we're going to follow that up today and talk about prediction and location. So Moses predicted all the plagues. He clearly said the timing, the location, and the purpose of each miracle before they happened. God uses the prophetic declaration of the future to establish credibility. More than 300 prophecies were stated about Jesus before he ever came. His birth, life, death, and second coming are all documented in the Old Testament, hundreds or thousands of years before the manger, before he was born. And keep in mind, every single one of those has come true, and the only one that hasn't been fulfilled yet is his return. So there's no reason to doubt that he will return, because he fulfilled all the others up until that one. So imagine if the news announced it would soon rain, and that out of a dozen people on a certain sidewalk, rain would fall only on three of them, and then the news anchor would tell us which three it would be. If these things did happen as predicted, you would be less likely to attribute them to chance. Instead, you would likely think the news anchor possessed some supernatural power. And you would probably pay close attention to what was said next. The timing, location, purpose, and prediction of the 10 plagues show it was God's power at work through Moses. The plagues were specifically predicted in location, not randomly experienced. They affected the Egyptians, but not the Jews. The plague of darkness covered all of Egypt for 3 days. But where the Israelites lived, they had light. With the exactness of a GPS coordinate, the missiles of each plague struck on a dime. These things can give us assurance on our burning bush journey. God is in the know, even when we don't have a clue. Right now, God is orchestrating opportunities for you to discover him more deeply. Tomorrow and the day after, that may present you with a choice to be selfless or selfish. A decision is headed your way that you're last fortune cookie cannot adequately prepare you for. That decision is not a surprise to God. His timing, location, purpose, and knowledge are acting in unison to lead you forward with another step. His will always comes with his power. Moses trusted God's ability to predict the future. But will we take what we've seen and trust him for our future? Corrie Ten Boom wisely said, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. The God we seek daily knows daily what is ahead. Understanding what makes a miracle miraculous helps us identify God's work in our lives. Personalizing these truths is the key to changing our day's headline from powerless to powerful." Go back to that quote from Corrie Ten Boom. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. You know, we've said that on this call lots, that God is in control. God knows exactly the outcome of everything, including this virus. So we need to put our trust in him. We need to put our confidence in him, that he is in control and he is going to bring us through this. What he brings us to, he is going to bring us through. So let us pray. God, we love you. We thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. God, we are so thankful that you are in control, that you are the power, and that, God, you can make anything happen. You can make plagues come on Egypt so that the Jews can be freed. God, you can do anything, and we just call on you today. God, bring us through what we're going through, because we know when you bring us through to the other side that you will be standing there and saying, "I had this the whole time. What were you all worried about?" We thank you that we belong to you. We thank you that we're allowed to do this call each day. God, just give us the strength and power to lead others to you, and just pray that you continue to bless us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.